even somebody who's being considered at all, you know, and this is it's going to be a very dangerous year for all of us, and for women in particular, if it comes in onto the Supreme Court. So this is something that today is a very important day, and we need to make as much noise as we can with the numbers we have. So I'm happy to pass this mic on to somebody else who wants to say something about this.
Yeah, I think none of us want to be out here again this year. We all came out last year and we thought, for sure, those bigots would be shamed into going back home. And the fact that they came out here again, I think says that our movement needs to step up. And I think that what people have said about where are the mainstream women's organizations on this, I say, shame on them. That does not, yeah. Their strategy is not standing up for working women and for poor women, right? $1,000 of fundraisers is not the way we're going to actually defend choice.
That's right. And
I want to say too, this is not, you know, oh, ignore them and they'll go away, right, every time the bigots come to town. Do you know what it means when they come to town? It means last year they were emboldened to come and march through our city and try to shut down our clinics for our health care. And that's disgusting. And those are the stakes today. Today they've got anti-choice, anti-woman ads in the BART trains. They've got Alito, who they're not going to filibuster. There's meaningless votes against him. And I think that we see this today as another chance for our side to say, we're not going to take this lying down. And we're out here today because we're doing the right thing to stand up for choice.
That's right.
We need to call out those women's organizations that actually have the resources that could actually turn out people. People are on our side. And we think they do want to be out here. And they're probably sick of being told that they're only good if they've got $1,000 for a fundraiser.
Right,
and actually,
right.
We think that those women and those men who stand up for choice need to be out here with us, and we're gonna go get them and help them defend our city. We're not gonna let them shut down our clinics, we're not gonna let them march through our town, and we're gonna take it back. Thank you.
Yeah!
Pro-abortion. I know what happened in the 60s and 70s. I saw what happened to people. I'm here because I'm pro-choice, and there's a whole difference. I don't want to have abortions, but I want women to have rights over their body. I see the sign, abortion kills. Well, actually, a lot more people die trying to have an abortion.
Right.
With coat hangers,
yes.
With bleach, with lye.
Ooh.
I mean, and what's happened, and I just cannot believe that we're here again when we did it before. The government is too smart to stop abortion. They're too smart to do that. So what they've done is they've chipped away at it. They chip away with parental rights. They chip away with spousal rights. They chip away with this. They chip away with that. The people who are against abortion are terrorists. If you work for Planned Parenthood, they put your name, your address, and your children's faces on the web. So you are terrified to work for them. You know, and if these people who sit there and say they're working for women, they are a bunch of neo-Nazis. I'm sorry. And everybody who is sitting there, people who are walking around in Starbucks having coffee, are going, oh, I don't care about this because it doesn't affect me. Well, you know, honey, in 10 more years, it's going to affect all of you, and you're going to wake up and say, what happened? Thank you.
Yeah, go on up. Oh, wait.
I just wanted to say that I'm here because I believe that abortion is absolutely critical for women to have control over their bodies, and I think that that's the cornerstone of women's liberation. That's why I'm here today. But the other reason why is because I recognize as a gay man that the attack on women and abortion rights is not just going to stop there. That they are as anti-gay as they are anti-women and anti-women's liberation.
Yes.
So I think it's just really important for us to be able to connect the dots today, to not just say, you know, the first reason we're here is to defend abortion rights, to defend women's liberation, you know, to really start the movement for women's liberation, really take that forward. But we see that it's connected to a whole bunch of other issues on their agenda as well. So that's all I want to say.
Okay, I don't
mean any disrespect to the speaker who spoke before the last speaker, but I have to say that the argument that it is wrong to be pro-abortion really gets on my nerves. And I don't mean to be putting like splits in the ranks or anything like that, but I think that like most of the people who say that they're not in favor of abortion are at least at a distance or have never had the opportunity of needing to have one.
Okay? Yeah, that's
true. I had an abortion and I was very much in favor of it at the time. Mm-hmm. I have no regrets about it, okay? And I don't think we need to apologize for that. You cannot defend the right without defending the actual act. It's backpedaling. And it's that kind of backpedaling that has gotten us into the position that we are in now, which is that there are hundreds of them over there and not that many of us over here. Okay? And that's because people are backpedaling and we have to stop it now. We have to take a stand that says not only do we want to have access to abortions, which most women don't have, we not only want to have the right to abortions, we actually want to have money for abortion. True. There was a time when that was the law of the land.
True.
That's the time that we want to bring back. Yeah. We want to stop apologizing for it. You know, I'm 40, okay? So I came up during the 80s, okay? And I remember what it was like at that time. And nobody was apologizing about abortion then. Young women coming up now who are taught to hate their bodies, who are taught that they shouldn't have rights, who are taught that they have to give in to a right-wing power structure because the Democrats, who are not left at all, cannot hold their ground on a simple issue like people should have control over their own bodies and be treated like full citizens. So I have to say, like, no more backpedaling, no more apologies. What we really want is free abortion on demand. We need to arrange it so that is a reasonable slogan for us to follow, and we need to turn away from the politics of apology and backpedaling. So let's get out there. Let's tell those people to get the hell out of our town. We don't want them there. We're going to be coming back with more people next year. We'll meet them before they can get off their trains and they won't even get out on the street.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Women.
Over 70% of Californians support the right to choose. The right knows it can't win by saying it's trying to overturn Roe v. Wade up front. Prop 73 and parental notification laws in general pretend to be about family values and teen safety, but they're really about taking away the right to choose. It works. In its voter guide, the San Francisco Guardian, not to hate on it, didn't even mention the second clause of Prop 73, which was a constitutional amendment to the definition of abortion being death of an unborn child. Almost nobody mentioned that. Many of us fell into the right's rhetorical and ideological trap. Luckily, Prop 73 didn't work that well. We won. I was amazed. I thought they had the majority of us convinced that parental notification is about teen safety and family values. Working for a national electoral organization in late October, I was mourning the right to choose. If California's constitution called abortion death of an unborn child, we might as well kiss Roe v. Wade goodbye. Luckily, I was wrong. It was a huge defensive victory that reflected thousands of hours of grassroots organizing in California. But, so, think we're done? We won Prop 73, but barely 2 months later, newly drafted parental notification initiatives are circling in the assembly. The right is going to keep throwing these at us, these propositions, trying to find ways to convince us to give up our right to choose. So here's what you can do to make sure we don't lose our right to choose. Spread the word. Think of yourself as a reproductive rights organizer all the time, not just during times when parental notification laws are around. Make sure that everyone in your neighborhood has good information about parental notification and the right to choose. And send that message that our rights are what protect us, and we're safe when all of us, young women, queer women, women of color, have the right to speak for ourselves and be listened to. Not when other people, churches, BART ads, or men are speaking for us.
We're going to move the speakers over there so that way people can both line the streets and keep hearing the speaker. So if you can just shift about 10 yards to your left.
Follow the leader.
Johnson, who is a conscientious objector, a longtime anti-war activist, and is running for city council from District 2 in Oakland. So, Amy Allison.
Hello! In about 1 minute, you're going to see a couple of thousand anti-choice activists pass you by, coming from places as far as Yuba City and Sacramento, coming to our home in San Francisco in the Bay Area to tell us what we should do.
Yeah.
To limit our rights. I believe in equal rights for all people. I'm a military veteran. I'm raised as a Christian. And I believe that we should, at every level of government, support a woman's right to choose.
Yeah.
We are willing to fight for our right to choose, not only to keep abortion safe and legal, but to demand that the government subsidize these medical procedures so that poor women have the opportunity to escape poverty, that they have the right to define their own destiny. In Oakland, one of five people are poor, one of three children are poor. And I am not going to listen to, and we are not going to accept, the hypocrisy and the lies of the administration and the right wing telling us to protect life and at the same time bombing children and people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right.
We are here to say enough. We love children and we demand our